Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Can I have it on the projector, please? This is the prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Shigonot. I say, where any Habakkuk, or D for Habakkuk, and Bible, Ewa Shigonot. Shigonot in a year, before our Kobon Paye, there was. Was only ye fro Shigonot. Hallelujah. This is my friend will be Shigonota. Not just a dear, a dear man. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 2, they say, oh, Erade, Matewasem, na mi bo piti anase mi bohu. Erade, Kenya wohon, Kenya wunyuma, ewo enfieno enfinfim, anase afeno enfinfim. Ma unyuma nedi na fei ma ahumobro enye den ose wo agbufuo mu no kai wo ahumobro wo agbufu hie mu no kai wo de ben wo ahumobro. Amen. Oto aso a e kan sem bebre but where the empire bar bo some erade di si ene so said the odi for Habakkuk bom paye. Prophet say, oh Lord, I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. Oh Lord, revive thy works in the midst of the years. Make known your works in the midst of the years. In wrath, oh God, remember mercy. Hallelujah. Let me add verse 3 and 4 quickly. God came from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran, and his glory, we talked about his glory, covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you who were at the first service, we talked about the glory and we talked about praise. Amen. Amen. Then verse 4, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hands, and there was the hiding of his power. Somebody's glad. So the second service, we are going to deal with the verse 4. But this month, God says, it is your month whereby I, the Lord, am reviving my works in the midst of the years. So the prophetic theme for the church and all under this commission is that, oh Lord, revive thy works in the midst of the years. Erade kenya wonyuma ewo afine mfimfimu. Amen. Erade peja oho na kenya oho ewo afine mfimfimu. Erade diaba afino mfimfimu somi ada afine mfimfimu. In terms of days, it may not be accurate, but in the month, it falls within June, July. Amen. Amen. Now, we are grateful, number one. Number two, God says, when you come to the midst of the years, I will revive my works. Hallelujah. God has spoken, and let the church say amen. A person would don't answer ni fano pejakoso na fa ben kono to apampem o shen koma guabra boso kan we di mechi erade yesu medawase enano pay kwashia de di kain asemfoa o di esi wasafo ni so ene se ube kenya unyuma ewo ma bra bom a feeling fin fin mo erade yesu ene dey mene odi fo asaya eya adwen sir obema wako atri mo po abem afei osuma fo no so ne jumedie no obena wie yo ene dey asemfo a efri wako a enuma ba se afi obekanya ho ewo ma bra po mo no wo yesu demo masasemi emremo ewo ma bra po ewo yesu demo bia wanu na bompae bia wanu na bompae. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Revive thy works in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, Father, perform the counsel of your messenger. Lord, perform the counsel of your messenger. La tole vele vele sh. Rashende vele mo shana. Lekele vele vele shanaba. Pakalabalabada. Perform the counsel of your messenger. In the name of Jesus. La toka bale baro shanaba. Revive the words. In the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is blessed. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace that is available and your message that has brought us. We have come this far by faith, leaning on God and trusting only on his word. We thank you for the new month. We thank you for what you have done. And we thank you for what you are going to do. Father, this month, move in your soul liberty. Fulfill destinies. In the name of Jesus, revive your great works in the life of your people. Let there be strange demonstrations of your power and of your grace. We thank you. Let your word come this moment like never before. Bless us through your word. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Hallelujah. Come on, do it better. Hallelujah. Yadobo Shada Balabala. Say, revive thy works. Come on, tap somebody and say, Father, revive thy works. Yen yang coupon a summon on. Or yen yang coupon a. Or what bread. Or dee any bibia. Or Sankafono, a canoe, or Sankafo Timmy and Sun, sir. Your bread, Emma Bibiara, our sasses. A bra. Yade seria ene bra ye disu e bra ye de wo ne bra ye di wo ya wani ji bra ene ye wo de are ho ebre. There is time for everything. Wo onyankopon tri mo pomo no so no owo bra wa hyehye e bra no bra no bra fo no kanu seasons and seasons and times. There are seasons. Ah, nyankopon odidi njuma. And there are times. Ah, nyankopon omuvu. I want to jump at you. Hallelujah. Now, trust someone. Any, I can kind someone. I can kind, you know. And then the professor. And prayer. Onyankopon. Obesra ne ma. Eye bra. E wo afeno infinfin. Afeno infinfin mo no. Nyankopon ebesra ne ma. Ensra eye nyame ade a oyɛ. Every adem won fit as ye. O ken kan Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 and 9 now. Bible say and you mean frame no onyankopon enna ekonante ewo garden of Eden na nipa hu se onyankopon ba no Bible say o gane na ya dia na onipa onyankopon oye de biara dana osra ne ba e freestyle brand no ebe pem na onyankopon enyae ne ma nsra e rade kusu a osra ne ba. Hallelujah. Now, a bread potty beer, then the Yanya Misra. Now, so bread potty beer, a washer, you hunu, ne mahunu, ne basa, and not say hunu, ne srap, eh? Pano, a wo afeno, and fifi, and not say afeno, emu, afinimu, afinimu. And Tina would be for Habakkuk and Paya or Cobono Mount Shogunot. Sir, Erade Kenyahu Ewa Afinin Finfi. Matewa Sam Namibo Pitti Bibohu Nansu Radi Kenyai or whom Ewa dear Ben Afinin Finfi. Praise God. That means that Erade Besrane Ma Erade E Kenyai Ni Nyuma E Kasa O Kenyai Ni Nyuma En Sembi Erade Ni Waka But Tae Bia O Di Siwe Ni So Jumendiye Bia O Di Ashe Won Sa Anase Bi Bia O Pesa O Ye Wo Wabra Bomu Afino Wo Afini Fin Fino Erade Ba Ebe Kenyai Ni Nyuma. Hallelujah. Oh, we must say, Nana, so for a chess, sir. I'm feeling feeling quite a rade, a yen in your manner, there be a rad de biara than o ye bribe. Yanko point de biara than o ye day. Say, Menumi and Yaka say, Obi and Yanishira. Obi and Yanayarisa. Obi one tunnel. Obi and Yanifa who dee. Nyankopon de biara da ostra ne ma oye biribi nanso no afin finfin no erade person ne ma e position won ho ade won ho siye sey a ne nyankopon e ye no ne sra he e beba won so. Hallelujah. Entuno enye se ebrem kwa ne nyame ye biribi. No, mom, a brain, a rady person, what criminal me and no ugly see. Quire, a fast ya. Ye bessy, a gina ye. Was soon sumo. Ye begina ye one pipe. Ye begina ye ever gidiamo. Ye begina ye what ten eho. Ye begina ye say ya. A radin sra heno. A bay. Anasa yen say a day. In fact, they make a motia say, go. Well, Luke chapter 1, verse 28. No. Bible, my auntie says, who started from 26? My auntie says, what bosumi in Siamuno? Onyankopon esuma, but for Gabriel. Sir Uncle Babu, bia ye friend Mary ho. Praise God. Onyankopon suma hwan ne bo. Oh, Awurade e besrai na botaya na se de me pese ye ti ase ene den ni se. Adentina Mary nkoa. Ana onyankopon suma mofo gebra so onko no. So ononkoa ene na ye babunu. Anansa den but me ti ase e wo sunsun wo nsam anyankopon ne me kasa ne se e bet me a ye possible se na ye wo memru mebre e wo Mary abreso nanso no e kwan bi so no Mary entimi possession ne ho e ma ne onyankopon pese o ye no wi ase anansa o ye na asase so no of mu ye den eye se nyankopon e pese o ye biribia onam nipa wesiesie ne ho so na wafa ne so e de ahye ne ho de ben animonyam. Praise God. Ahosiesie no enye nipa fam anase wa ho de mu nemom no akoma pa unya edema onyankopon ene ne djuma. Amen. Tienye tienye pa e bet me I possible ni pa me nu a Bible e di won ho adanse se won kwan na nyina empire no obo ne se won ani e be hunu ajenkwa no na e radima won paya anyone a conchinia da obo se rade ma Israel kwaje nwemudi ma mani ehunu mezaya no. Bible say emra ya wu yesu no Simon and Anna wonani hu de wo bo hu paye ten ye akoma ye de prehwehwe bribi eno na hwe onyankopon srahwe e ba ya brabom ema ye hunu de nyankopon oye. Na yanso yansa kan yin shira e wo tieni ye pa enter. It is possible say Mary was not just sitting there idle. Mary was not just living any kind of life. Mary was not just like any other woman, because the words of the angel was so emphatic and clear that thou art blessed among women. That means that Mary was not a common woman, but was an exceptional. What made her exceptional was her repositioning of her life to the point where she can receive the visitation of the Lord. Is somebody here with me? If you are not praying, you will never hear the voice of God. Let me tell you something. Because prayer is a communication. And every communication is a two-way direction. So you can't tell me you hear God speak, God says this, when you are not praying or when you don't pray. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So for me, I see the exceptionality of Mary to be a praying person, because the angel could not notice any other person at a point. The reason why I'm saying that is when I look at the life of Anna, the prophetess, and Simon, who happens to be the prophet, all that they were doing is that they were praying for the coming of the Messiah. Then the Bible said that their eyes saw the glory of the Lord, and they saw the Messiah born. Whatever your heart is after, God will not elude you with. Whatever your heart is yearning for, adia, wakuma e prayer radin fan kameo. Tieniye, I want to believe somewhere, somehow, Mary was praying that when will the Messiah come? When are we going to hear in reality the things? And Nehemiah, quite so much catching. The question I'm going to get no more prophets, different and say no more ready from the prophet of Isaiah. When will this happen? Then one day, all of a sudden, boom, an angel appeared. Get a good heart for the things of God. Pray concerning the things of God, and you will never miss your visitation. Am I pushing somebody? Se wakuma prehwehwe Awurade a. Uhuno. 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 Na eno ene de ne sra hwe. Eba. Na Awurade sra hwe ba. Oba be kanyan ne nyuma. Oba kanyan ne nyuma. Oba kanyan ne nyuma. Ewo wa bra bomo. Look at the strangest thing that ever happened. A dear and one one, not a binsy da, and a radiman dead dear, and no marry so, or far marry so, a man no dare a dear. Near Wakuma, a professional, a radibesau, nor Kenya in Yuma, that are yet a one dear, a woman no mere Yabramo. For so many more a radibesana suffer. But to me, more rather Beslau. Now Beslau, oh, Nyawa Jejemo. Ayayayaya. Me say, oh, Nyawa Jejemo. And when we're dealing in sanctuary, in a bed dead here, oh, a brabom, Ojidiaka, amen. Hallelujah. And who here said, you're better than you better position, you're here. And upon a me cast image around. I think it's a very good reference point. Tia, personal, not the upside, a better kaka. But personal, we don't know be tethium or the phone and trainers, no tethium. What's this? What's this? Try me, Jenny. Me, Jenny. Okay, now, but tell my men flow, be porno. I want to draw a reception by a day. Be clear. When you are not getting reception from God, reposition yourself. So, Pai Bono and Kamia, yes, and Namanini and Kobe, just reposition. Asima Okano, it's around you. What was that? Empire Bono and Ko. There are times I pray and I know I have prayed. I mean, I feel I have prayed. But at times I also pray, and I know it's a casual prayer. Not just pray with you and I'm mitri ho, and I'm so futri ho, and call baby, amen. Son, I will be to me for call. What dialing number? And if I not pick it, then so I say, "Bia, can be on your day." You need to reposition your life so that you can get clear reception. God, this month says, I'm already on the move. I'm doing some great things. It's already happening. But before you can be part of it, position. Change. Reposition. Listen, you can't remain in the same direction, do the same things, and expect the same results. You are getting too late. Change. 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 Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
It's not working. And you're still hooking to it. That is a kind of faith that I think needs to be redefined. Amen. Sub faith with you. And Yajma. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Especially when you know that what you're doing is not right. Just reposition. there's going to be an avalanche of revival. The Spirit of God is going to move within our midst this month. And all that he's trying to say is that I'm going to pour myself upon you. I'm going to visit you like I visited Mary in the 6th month, in the midst of the year. Ayaduzaba. In the midst of the year, God has brought you to such a time like this, Kai, so that he will rekindle, his favor, his glory, his brightness over your life in the name of Jesus. I see it happening unto you. I said, I see it happening unto you in the name of Jesus. Now, for the sake of time, let me fast track. Say fast track, Pastor. Yes, we are in fast track service. Now, yes, we are there. Somebody is blessed. In the morning, I started sharing on what are some of the things that God brings in his visitation. Dear Niyama, and a young coupon or Danedi, and I said, oh, yeah, I want to start him or a feeling filthy. Those of you who are in the first service, we talked about his glory. Amen. The tape is on podcast. Go download podcast and listen to it. I'm not going back to it. Amen. It's a powerful message that will bless you. Amen. Go to podcast and then go and listen to that portion. Praise God. Now again, what does God bring in his visitation in the midst of the year? And then Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 3 and 4. The verse 3 talks about his glory. He says that God came from Teman. Praise God. The Teman is a representation of where God is. And the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. Aya. Now, the first one he talked about is that his glory does what? Covered the heavens. And as I said, I went deeper to talk about the glory. Amen. Amen. So I'm not talking about it again. Now go to verse number 4. Now verse number 4 says, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hands, and there was the hiding of his word. Wow. Somebody is blessed. Amen. So the second thing that God releases in his visitation in the midst of the year, as God is visiting us and reviving his work, what other thing that he brings or he releases is his brightness. Say his brightness. Brightness also means light. Light. It also means revelation. A day. Or say, a radimani hain a daddy. A dear bakwa. Onyankopon ye wa afinin finfi. A mra wa best running ma. And he said, O mani hain. Praise God. Because kania and a shrine. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. A radimani hain a daddy. O mani kania a shrine. or my aim a hintasem and I said a di into a brain a radi a besra ne mine or besra na safo or be dani huadi a war ne hang hallelujah o ameni samame hallelujah na a hino and I said caniano assign it here. Number one, and ne nasem. Nasem. Or say rather was sem. Enemy nasse cania. Enemy quine so a hang. And rather was sem, some 105. Was sem any day. Me nasse day. Cania. Enemy quine so hang. And a brave mono, a finifin fimono, a rather best running ma, na ordinasem, and some pa, a ye hind, na ye cania, na a shrain, or the brennan ma. Ah, or bed daddy when do you want us him? Or bed daddy when do you want us him? Or bed daddy when do you want us him? Of the Danny word you are not saying more. Katazuza Badaha. No wonder. No wonder. Katuna said, no wonder. A mra or both one of Bessra Mary will go so mean in Siamuno. Pile would dear dance, yes, eh? While man and the Fedefo. While ma no, he a crop crop. While ma said, oh, be Hunano. And as a woman, say, oh, no, Baba, say, name of Basse, or did Assem, Assempa, a hintasem, dear Radi Bejo, Ashadaka, dear Ode Wokro, one Pempensua, what do you could draw? A Radi Beman a dead, a Shadabasha. Sometimes near me be because of a brabo moa. Only moon him dear. Only yame be ye. Nanso on nasem so. Ever point at our say. Abraham, eh? Brabigina cook was so. Not to a knee. Send you when you be see a huna could draw no. Son of me radi. Media ma war. A radia sam. And the page I am free, baby, your war, and the co baby, a yin ye. A radiasam, a sassas of bread. Obia, na anka onka home. But didn't yes, a Mary, no, ye known. No, ye so famous. No, ye so celebrity. In fact, Senya go for celebrity and conquer for Mary. There be that. Nemo will be our son of Kokuamu. Now, Bonnie Bra, now, Bemma, me didn't know, now, Tono Saw. Now, him posse, a brandy, no paper penny, no ban, I saw my name, Nancy Obeca, not just half me and son. I mean, tell me, baby, yeah, I sense it. He came with the word. What was the word to Mary? It was a light. It was a revelation. And it was his brightness. This month, I see God speaking a word to your life. I hear God speaking his word into your ear. Things that you are confused about. Things that you don't know anywhere. The direction that you have to take. God is solving that problem with his word. He said, my word is established and it is settled. The word of God is what establishes and settles every matter. And what was the word to Mary? He said that thou, go back to Luke chapter 1, verse number 26 downwards. Quickly, quickly. Is somebody following me? Come on, clap and tap somebody and say, follow Pastor Well. Yeah. Are you getting blessed? Yes. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Hallelujah. You can imagine Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? But I see you divinely selected. I see you divinely selected. And look at this room. We have many women here. But is it not so strange that God would handpick you among the Lord and say that as for you, as for you, I wish that you is you. And can I come here? As for you, you are favored, not in your house, not in your family, not where you find yourself alone, but among Kayadadosh. Not women only in Nazareth, because he would have classified that the women in Nazareth, you are Miss Ghana. Do you understand? Angels, they carry strict instructions and strict messages. They don't make mistakes with what they are sent with. If it was only Nazareth, say, oh, all the women in Nazareth, God has found you to be favored. But she said, among women, those that are born, those that are yet to be born, in the whole wild world, in many generations to come, you are favored. I pray by prophetic utterance, God, that may you be favored by the word of the Lord. Listen, the word of God that was sent to Mary was a word of favor. This month, may you be favored more than ever. I said, may you be favored more than ever. Let me tell you, somebody told me everybody has his value. Yours may not be favor in the family, but yours may be favor at the workplace. Somebody's favor will not be at the workplace, but your favor is that wherever you stand, people must give way. I see that favor coming upon your life. Somebody's favor may not be that people must give way, but you will never fail in whatsoever endeavor. Whether interview for visa, whether traveling abroad, whatsoever you do, there is so much favor upon your life. Somebody's favor may not necessarily be to travel, but wherever you stand, people salute you. Is somebody here? Receive! Let me tell you, favor comes with salutation. Can I preach better? I said, favor comes with what? Somebody's about to command respect. You are about to command respect in your family, in the environment, wherever you are. Something is about to drop on you. Everybody will salute you. Let there be salutations. Let there be salutations. Let there be salutations. When Mary heard this, the Bible said, she said that, what kind of salutation is this? Angels are going to beckon unto you this month and begin to speak and greet you in certain way, salute you in certain way, because you have been favored among women. You have been favored among men. You have been favored in that discipline. You have been favored in the kind of work you do. Therefore, angels, I pray that they start saluting you. They start saluting you. They start saluting you. In the name of Jesus, all kinds of salutation I declare over your life. All kinds of salutation. Salutation for good news. Can I preach better today? Salutations for good news. I said salutations for good news. In the name of Jesus, you will be saluted. In all areas of life, you will be saluted. In your going out and in your coming in, you will hear a voice. Our things, strange voices greeting you in the morning, greeting you in the afternoon, greeting you in the evening. My God, what kind of salutation is this? And he said, fear not. Let me tell you something. When God comes in visitation, he takes away your fears. Sometimes it may sound or look very strange and scary, but he says, fear not. Sometimes God bless us to the extent that we tend to get afraid. Is it me or not me? Am I really in my right frame of mind? Am I not getting mad? What am I hearing? And what am I seeing? Tap somebody and say, fear not. It's part of the plan. God is working. Fear not. Sometimes God do something, he does something to us to the extent that we tend to get so confused. We tend to get so confused. Fear not. The best encouragement you can ever hear or have is to fear not. Because everything in life is causing you to be afraid. Everything that is happening is causing you to give up. One thing or the other, the situation is already scary. I mean, there's no hope in the systems of our world. Fear. I rebuke the spirit of fear. Now, in the name of Jesus, may the spirit of fear be driven out of this house. Now, every fear of death, every fear of accident, fear of failure, fear of disappointment, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave this house now. Leave this house. The Bible says that God has not given us again the spirit of fear, but he has given us power of love and of sound mind. We dare not to be afraid. Fear not. The psalmist said that, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil. I will fear no. These five letter words will change your life. Every morning when you wake up, you say to yourself, I will fear no. For the last time, will fear no evil. That devil is a liar. I refuse to be afraid. It takes the word of God to drive away every fear. Fear is like a darkness. Fear is illiteracy. Fear is ignorance. Fear is lack. When people are ignorant, they are always afraid. They are scared to move to the next level because of their ignorance. When they don't know something, they are afraid. But the light and the brightness of God is shining on us this month and is driving every fear out of our lives. The word of God is driving every fear out of your life. When God speaks, every fear steps out. They give way. So he said, thou art blessed among women, and thou art highly favored. Whoa. Whoa. Verse number 28. Let me quickly push this. And the angel came in and said unto her,
blah, blah, blah. Go to 29 and 20, 30. He said that when she saw him, he was troubled. I just said, what kind of salutation is this? 30, then the angel said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor. Push it. Come on, push it. Push it. And behold, thou shalt. That is the word. Let me tell you, whatever God is about to do in your life can never be possible without the entrance of his word. It may have been prophesied, or it may have somewhere, somehow in the realms of the spirit, or in somewhere resting what God wants to do, but not until it is declared. Get me right. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. This is prophetic. Now he went on to verse number 32 and said that, and he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father. What strange words are these? You don't normally hear these things if it is not God's visitation. You can't hear such revelation and such deep words if God is not visiting you, and if God is not ready to do something in your life, he won't speak such words to you. The word of the Lord is what releases God's intention and purpose for our lives. He shall be great. What do I got to do with this? Does that concern me? Yes, it does. From the first day that you begin to gird your heart towards the things of God, and you begin to love God and begin to serve God, God pinpointed you. He selected, he earmarked you for his glory. That a time is coming, he's going to use you to be a blessing to the whole world. It all began in the day you set your heart right and start doing what is right in the presence of the Lord. And the words were so succinct and straightforward. Go push on to 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall revelations. Light, brightness. Okay, continue. Then Mary said unto the angel, this is too deep for me. When you are visiting me, I thought you were going to tell me about Joseph and when our wedding is going to come on. Tap somebody and say, don't be selfish. You are too selfish. You are too selfish. That's why God is not blessing you. Tell him. Or tell him. I catch us a woman a person mean coming. Who's running now? Messi, come or catch us. Aha. I see those who are afraid. Listen. You are always thinking about yourself. And you and me and me and me. All is about you. That is why you don't receive the visitation of God. Don't be selfish. Have a mindset to be a blessing to others. Have a mindset of sacrifice. Putting yourself at the disposal of others. And see whether you go poor. Everyone who is blessed in this kingdom, even in the world, is the one who is solving one solution, one problem or another. What is making him blessed is a solution that is solving a problem or meeting a need somewhere. He's not thinking about himself or what he and the family would eat or enjoy. But everyone who is making it big in this life is one who is thinking about the need of others. And that is why they are getting blessed. If you think about yourself, you will die in your misery and in your poverty. Think about how God will use you like Mary to be a blessing to the whole world. I wish somebody is like Mary here, who will not start thinking about when I was expecting you to tell me about our wedding date. When the day I ordered the gown, up to now they haven't brought the gown. When is that thing going to come? I'm so worried. The ring, the guy making the ring has delayed. What is this? I was expecting you to touch Joseph's heart so that his parents will come home early and come and do the knocking. I was thinking, hey, stop being selfish. Mary did not ask any of these questions. That is he the one? Is Joseph the one or not? I'm a man say, my boyfriend. Master, when I enter the room, with all due respect to people who bring their prayer needs, and I know there are challenges, and I know, but let me tell you, I have not had a single person who has ever come to my office and say, Pastor, I have a desire to serve God. Pray for me. Let me serve God. I have not seen a single woman who has entered the office, Pastor, I have the zeal to do the work of God, to do something in my church, or do something that will be a blessing. Everybody comes, Pastor, now there are two. I don't know which one to choose. Pastor, after the Omo Makrao. Pastor, when they come, 2 months' time, they go. That is why we are where we are. Are you understanding me? Mary, how can all these strange words that I'm hearing be possible? It means I don't doubt what you're saying. But how would it happen? Not about me. It's not about, as for me, what Mary is saying, that as for me, I'm ready. But how is it going to be hot? Possible. That is what it means. He wasn't thinking about herself. She wasn't thinking about herself first, but she was thinking about how she can be a conduit through which the blessings of God, the visitations of God, will flow through her and to be a blessing to the world. Think of how God will use you to expand this church. Think of how God will use you to bring growth and increase to this place. Think of how God will use you to be a blessing to your family. Is anybody here? And that is where your blessings lie. When you think about yourself, you remain yourself. But when you think globally, you become a global pillar. Is somebody looking at me or sleeping on me? Somebody's blessed. How can this be? How can I be a problem solver? That is the question Mary is saying. How can I be a solution to people's problems? That is what Mary is saying. How can I be a channel through which many will be blessed? Have you ever asked that question? Or you always ask, how can I receive? How can I? You are not thinking of what you can do, but you are thinking of what you can get. That is why we are where we are. People who even work for others are thinking of what they will receive as salaries or remuneration, but they don't think about what they will put in to make the work grow. The moment the month has started like this, he has cast his mind on the end of the month, the salary that is coming. He wake up in the morning, it's not about the work, but it's about what? The salary. Shame on you. You will never be blessed. Think of how your life can change others. Mary was not thinking about herself. believe all that you are saying. But how can this be possible? Let me tell you, once you have a right mindset and a right heart, the doing is not your work. Many of you are worried about how you can start a business. You are worried about how you can make it up. You are worried about how things can be better for you. That is not your problem. All that you need to do is to avail yourself. Make yourself, repositioning yourself, position yourself a place where God can visit you and he will take care of the rest. Have a mindset, have a global mindset, have a mindset to be a blessing to others, have a mindset to be a distributor and not a wholesale. Some of you are wholesales. You gather, then you put it at the wholesale. But I came to speak to the lives of Mary in this house, who are going to be distributors of their time. The blessings will flow through you. And whenever the blessings are flowing, they leave a mark. They leave with you deposits and residues. You cannot be a channel of blessing and never be blessed. It has never been so. That God is blessing others through you and you are not being blessed. Who told you? You get the blessing the more, because in you lies the residue and the impurities. Oh my God. Others will have the surface, but you will carry the impurities. Can I speak to somebody right now? How can this be? Should be your question from today. How can I be a blessing? How can I be a change? How can I solve that problem? How can God use me to bring growth to our church? Don't sit and think about what you need. If it's only because of what you need, then that is not a problem to God. Go back home. God is looking for people who is going to use as a blessing to the whole world, to reach out for others, to expand this kingdom, to make it. How can this? The angel says, the doing is not you. Just avail yourself. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And all that which you will give out will be called holy and blessing. Then Mary said, let it be unto me according to thy word. Not according to my proclivities. Not according to my desires, my wishes. Not according to my will. Not according to how I want things to be done. Not according to my way. People want to have their way. Media, we are making a natural. My family way. Not according to how you want it to be done. But let it be on. According to thy word. Tell somebody, according to thy word. The word of his visitation. When God visits, he visits in his brightness, in his light, and in revelation. God visited Mary with a word. And that word is what lighted the whole world. The Bible said that, and in him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. I pray from today, you will not live for yourself. I say you will not live for yourself. If you live for yourself, you will die in yourself. But if you live for the cause of others and for the cause of the kingdom, God is expanding you. God is enlarging you. God is making you great. God is causing the world to hear your story. Listen. Why does God visit us in the midst of the years by his word? Or in the brightness, his light, and his revelation, which is his word. Why? So that we can know him better. Come on, drop it. So that we can know him better. We can know him better. Tell somebody we can know him better. That is weak. Is somebody angry with Pastor? Say we can know him better. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. God wants you to know him better. Not halfway. That's why he comes by his light, by revelations, and by illuminations. That is another one. So that we'll know him better. John chapter 1, verse number 5 and 9. I've already quoted it. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14. Says Matthew chapter 5, a quick one. Let's do a quick reference, then we push to a close. He said that ye are light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. Let me tell you, he's a light that when you get to know, you also become light. You reflect what you see. The word of God, which is light, becomes a mirror. And as you look into the word as a mirror, it reveals who you are through the word. Now, the brightness of God is what makes you shine. Come on, push it. In the other words, the word of God is what makes you shine. The more you look at him, the more you shine. We are the radiation of his glory. Can I push it? The Bible says that, and they looked unto him, and their faces were radiant, and they were never ashamed. The more you look at the light, the more you become light. They that dwell in light are light. Ayadabo shapakata. So he said that a city that is set on a hill. I came to tell you, by reason of Jesus and by reason of his word, you are light. I said you are light. And from this month you are brightened more than ever. You are brightened brighter than ever via his word. For the Bible says the path of the just is like a shining light, which shineth more and more and more and more unto a perfect day. I see the light of God shining over your life. I see the light of God shining along your path. In your path of life, you are shining better every day. Every day will reveal your better. Every day will be reveal your better. Tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, every day will reveal your better tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let his word shine, that you will know him better, that you will know him better, that you will know him better. Is somebody here with me? God will visit us this month with his word. His word will make us know him better. I believe from that experience, Mary's life was never the same. And I see your life never the same. The word of God comes to change. The Bible said the word was sent unto Jacob and it lighted Israel. Just one word. It was a word that sent, but that word lighted opened up, it began to bright and shine in the life of a nation. A word is what converted a person into a nation. I pray that the word of God that you receive every Sunday, every Wednesday, in your cell meetings, that word will turn into another person. It will make you a nation. It will transform your life. It will change your destiny. Receive.
I wish we have third service. I feel like preaching more. Is somebody here with me? Say light. He visits us through his brightness. His brightness. So that you will shine. You will shine like the stars. You will shine in every area of your life. The Bible says that they that be wise shall shine like the firmament of the stars. Them that win souls and be wise shall shine like the firmament. The other day, the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, come. I spoke a word to you, but let me push it further. See, lift up your head. Count the stars. And Abraham started, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When he gets to 100, you get confused. He said, Lord, I can't count it. He said, so shall be the number of your seeds. Do you know that he wasn't talking about these stars? He was talking about you. Oh, you don't know? You are the seed of Abraham. He said that so shall your seed be, your children be. So the stars are not the constellation. The stars are you. So God expects you to be a star. Amen. You are there. Give me 5. Say to yourself, I'm a star. You see, what we fail to receive, the world takes it and makes it big. They are never stars. Because you have failed to shine, that is why you see yourself as something else. But I came to tell you, you are a star. Amen. And you must shine from today. When everybody stands down here, you can never miss seeing the star. So shall your life be. Everybody will see you and see the glory of our Lord in your life. Amen. How many of you are blessed today? How many of you believe that the Lord is visiting you through his word? How? You must love the word of God. You must be a lover of the word of God. You can't receive the visitation of the Lord through his word if you hate his love, his word. You must love the word of, be a lover of the word of God. Write it, be a lover. Be a lover. Be a lover. Why do you come to church? That's the question you must, if you're really a lover of the word, you ask yourself, why do you come to church? And when it gets to the word, the time of the word, that is the only time you feel dizzy. Be a lover of the word. What is your attitude towards the word of God? Where is your Bible? Where is your notebook? Where is your pen? Shame on you. Be a lover of the word. Stop hiding from your notepads and your phones as if you are typing, but you never go back and read what you type. Shame on you. I'm talking to you. Yeah.
Let's stop being hypocrites in the house of God. Let us be lovers of the word. You and I know that the things we are typing, you will never go back and read it. But just for people to see that at least you two, you are doing something. Who are you deceiving? Let me ask you one scripture from last week. But last week we were here doing the same thing. Get book, notebook, and get pen and write, because you are not illiterate. Write. Somebody is blessed. There are exceptions, because I know that there are some who surely go back and read it, but I know there are some that I know. There are some that I know. I know them right now. If you ask me to mention their name, I can mention their names right now. They will never go back. Somebody's blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell someone, be a lover of God's word. If you don't love his word, you can never be blessed by his word. I wish I can add more. Be on your feet. How many of you are blessed? Be on your feet. Wow. Come on. Come on, raise your hands and let's sing about the word. Momento.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.